Savelle had made it clear zombies can't make contact with surviving loved ones. I was convinced I'd figure it out. Eventually. In the meantime, I focused on my dancing.
You aren't as stiff as you were before, Georgie.
Thank you, Madam Swanson.
It was a statement, not a compliment.
Yes, Madam Swanson.
Students, I have an announcement. Next Friday are the auditions for Les Grimlons. All of you will need to perform a one-minute solo piece. Be prepared. The Gremlin Queen will be the most coveted role. It will go to the best dancer. Most of you shouldn't get your hopes up. You are dismissed.
You've been doing a lot better. You got a real knack for dancing.
You think so?
You're a natural. Never saw someone take to it so fast. Especially not a zombie. You even have a chance of getting the Gremlin Queen role.
No one ever accused Kimberly Irving of being smart.
No, she's right. I'm telling you, I was a dancer before I died. Dancing is in my bones.
I guess your bones are the only part of you that aren't decomposing.
Can it, Hanako?
I bet if we looked up the dance studios in Sweet Gum, we could find out if I was a student.
I miss when zombies didn't remember their hometowns.
Hanako, this is a key part of the puzzle of who I was when I was alive.
These identity missions are getting too risky, Georgie.
Come on, Zabel. We're too smart to get caught.
That's only true for one of us. And by that, I mean me.
We figured. What about Van Helsing?
What about her? She's no match for the three of us.
Well, as long as we're in and out, okay?
Cross my heart and hope to die again.
How do you keep coming up with one bad idea after another?
You don't have to come, Hanako.
Someone with a brain needs to be there.
So we go tomorrow?
Tonight.
Tonight? We don't have to rush.
I need to know, Zabel. I'm tired of always waiting for the right time. Please, don't make me wait for this.
Okay, we'll go.
Thanks, Zabel. Little did we know that someone had tipped off Ash, our new human acquaintance, that we were back in town.
Calling it a night, Ash?
I told Cheryl to go ahead and clock out.
You've been surprisingly useful at the library.
Thanks, Mr. O'Grady.
Sweet Gum got a new Florida Man headline. Florida Man does something weird, surprising us yet again.
I guess we were due for one.
So many new things. Tourist season is starting early this year, too.
Why do you say that?
I saw a few out-of-towners on my way out of here. One of them stopped me for directions.
Huh. Weird.
Three girls. They looked to be about your age. One of them had a real Catholic school vibe. One of them looked like she was ready for Halloween. She had an unusual name. Zabel, yeah. Never heard that before. She asked me where the dance studio was. Odd at this time of night. Are dance studios chill zones for college kids?
Hey, where is the dance studio?
It's on Peel Street, right next to the Dog Bakery. Never thought that thing would last. The bakery, not the dance studio. It's been there almost 10 years. Who in this town is buying that many baked goods for their dogs?
We had found the dance studio. It was a simple brick building with the word Spotlight Dance Studio written in fancy white letters over the front doors. Zabel had cast a glamour over me to help me look both alive and a little less like my real self.
There it is. If you were enrolled anywhere, it'd be here.
Because it's the only dance studio.
How are we going to get in?
You're hanging out with a ghost and a witch.
I'll magic open the door. Zip, zap, zap. Know what I mean?
No. I'll go through the door and unlock it. That's more reliable. You can mask us from the security cameras.
Got it.
Hey.
Great googly moogly.
Well, look what we have here.
If it isn't the Weird Sisters.
If only. I wish I were a Weird Sister.
Zabel.
What are you three doing here?
That's none of your business.
It's my town.
How did you know we were here?
A little birdie told me.
Oh, birds talk to humans too?
What?
We're just out for a night stroll.
Our constitutional.
Why are you guys strolling around the dance studio?
I don't know. Why are you skulking around?
Because I'm a creature of the night.
No, you're just a human wearing an unflattering amount of eyeliner. Less is more, lawbreaker!
Wow. Guess I can't even expect my fellow goths to understand me.
Why do you care what we're up to?
Well, it's not every day I find a bunch of strangers in a fistfight. Where's the redhead?
Dead, we hope.
She means gone. We hope she left town.
We don't really know her.
You were gonna break in, weren't you?
No!
I know troublemakers when I see them. I am one.
We're not troublemakers. We're not planning to break or steal anything. You see...
You know, I can help you get in.
We're fine without your help.
But you will need me to keep my mouth shut.
What is it you want?
What have you got?
I have $3. Do you want that?
No. Keep it.
What are you doing?
Helping you out.
Why?
Because I decided I know what I want in exchange for keeping quiet. Information.
What information?
Who you three whack jobs are. I know you're not from this neck of the woods. And why you want in this place.
We're friends on vacation in beautiful Florida?
I don't buy it. I've been around tourists my whole life. There's something off about you three. Especially Sybil.
Zabel.
Isabel.
Zabel.
Please, I just need in there. I'm looking for information about my cousin. This place has the information I need.
Oh yeah? And who's your cousin?
Georgie. I mean, Georgina Romero.
Oh, her.
You know her?
Everybody knows about the Romeros.
I need to learn more about Georgie. It's really important to me.
Follow me.
Shouldn't we worry about the security cameras?
Nobody in this town has security cameras. Voila!
Thank you, lawbreaker.
Do you think she'd have a record of people who signed up for classes?
It's probably on the main computer. I'm betting it's in that office over there.
Do you know anything about computers?
I guess.
We'll need you to hack into it. Come on, hack into the mainframe.
What?
That's your thing, right? Being the town bad boy? Your skill set should be hacking, lockpicking, canoodling with the local cheerleaders, and carjacking. Maybe we should steal a car after this? Just go hog wild tonight.
Or we can do what we set out to do and find my Georgie's records.
Lawbreaker, you said you know the Romeros. Did you know Georgie?
I only heard about her after she was already dead.
Did you hear about how she died?
I don't really pay attention to the gossip about stuff like that.
I see.
Why do you want her records?
I didn't want to ask Aunt Barbara about it.
Who's already grieving enough.
Okay. Looks like they didn't know how to set up a password for the computer. Typical old fart. There. Looks like Georgie was enrolled.
Can I see? Georgie was! She was enrolled, but...
But?
Looking at the attendance records, Georgie never showed up for any of the classes. And she was eventually taken off the roll.
Maybe she changed her mind.
Why would I?
Huh?
What the?
The window.
It is I, Lucy Van Helsing.
Oh, come on.
How do you keep finding us?
I fight the terror that lurks in the shadows. I am everywhere and nowhere.
Cut the dramatics. It's not cute.
I saw you walking down the street, right out in the open.
But we were wearing disguises. Well, Georgie was. I guess Hanako and I could have tried harder.
And I came armed.
Lucy, listen. We can talk this out.
Stay back, monster.
No, please. Put the baseball bat down.
You don't know what to do now that I have a weapon.
Nobody wants to fight you.
Speak for yourself.
Hanako, not now.
At least one of you monsters is honest.
Lucy, please stop. Ow!
I got her.
Cheese and rice.
Her head fell off. Her head fell off.
Oh, no. Zabel?
It's okay. This happens. I'll just plunk it right back on.
You can't. I've got her head now.
Give it back. This isn't your head.
Hand it over.
Like I'd give it back to you, you witch.
How dare you? Wait, I am a witch. Was that supposed to be an insult?
I will destroy this servant of Satan once and for all.
Servant of, who, exactly?
I told you, mortal citizen, they're the undead.
Ash. My name is Ash.
They are the evil that feasts on our souls and flesh.
Souls taste terrible.
Her head fell off. You're holding a head. It's still talking while you're holding it. What? What? I don't know. Oh my god.
Someone shut him up. It's okay. Calm down.
We're not here to feast on anything. We're... God, I wish you'd just listen to me.
I don't have any interest in your lies, monster.
Zombie, specifically.
Back off. Stay away or I'll smash her brains in. Zombies can't live without the brain.
Can any creature?
Van Helsing is an example of a creature living without a brain.
Shut up!
I really didn't want to do this.
Her head fell off.
With her right hand, Zabel pulled a smoky quartz from the pouch she carried. She started chanting, rolling her wrist in slow circles.
The moon is up. I hold its... gem? The silver dust will guard Van Helsing's... brain stem?
What are you doing?
The moon is up. I hold it stone. The silver dust will affect Van Helsing to her bone.
Is something supposed to be happening?
The moon is up. I hold its peace. The silver dust will guard Van Helsing's...
I got tired of your spell not working.
Why did you hit her with such a hard book that could have killed her?
Good.
My spell would have worked. I was just about to remember the right words.
Of course you were.
Can we put my head on my body, please?
For the love of obsidian.
Thanks, Zabel.
Ow!
Sorry.
It's okay.
Wait, you put her head back on just like that?
First you were upset it fell off. Now you're upset it's back on. Make up your mind.
You put it back on just like that. I don't know what's happening.
We better get out of here. Ash, I guess you can come with us.
So do you eat brains?
It's hard not to crave them, but we don't have to eat human brains. Instead, I just eat animal brains. Beef brain smoothies are my new favorite.
Oh god, okay. And you are Georgie Romero.
It's a lot to take in, I know.
No kidding. And you two are zombies, too?
Do we look like zombies?
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I know what all zombies look like?
I'm a ghost, idiot.
And I'm a witch.
So you can use magic?
Yeah.
She's not very good at it.
Still, couldn't you use magic to deal with Van Helsing? Like, erase her memory of your existence?
No. The Van Helsings have known about monsters for hundreds of years. Witches can't undo generational memories.
Plus, she doesn't know how to do that.
Hanako. Anyway, I wouldn't worry about Van Helsing. Most other humans will think she's a crackpot.
Do you have to kill me?
We don't have to, but it'd be fun.
We're not going to kill you.
Why would we?
Because I know about your secret monster world.
Yeah, but who'd believe you if you told them?
Good point.
Besides, if we killed everyone that knew about monsters, there'd be a trail of bodies leading right to us.
You wouldn't really expose us, would you?
No. No. Us freaks have to stick together. Even by Florida standards, the four of us are pretty strange. Yeah, people like us have to stick together. Wait, should I refer to monsters as people?
It's technically fine.
Thank you, Ash.
Except,
what?
It would be cool if I could hang out in this monster city for a while.
That's not a good idea.
Oh, did you already forget how I helped you before?
As town figurehead, I can't let you.
Wait, you're in charge of this place.
Not in charge. I just have a lot of public responsibilities.
Look,
I could tell you about humans and Sweetgum. I could help Georgie find out more about her past.
Of course you can stay for a little while.
Georgie!
It'll be okay, Isabel. Trust me. We'll show him around and then send him home.
Hey, I promise I won't draw attention to myself.
All right. But if you blow it, I will pretend I don't know you and leave you to rot. Got it, Lawbreaker?
Got it.
Yay, another bad idea.
I didn't know what to make of what we found that night at the dance studio. I desperately wanted to talk to my past self. It was hard to focus on practicing that week, but I did everything to perfect a routine for my audition.
The roles for Les Gremlins have been decided. Kimberly, you'll be the Gremlin Queen.
Aw, lit!
Aw.
Georgie, you'll be playing the role of Airman Walker, the human pilot who tries to kill the Gremlin Queen.
Seriously?
Yes. Seriously.
Congratulations, Georgie! You did it!
Okay, not the lead, but not a bad start. Ash's stay stretched out into weeks. We were getting used to his presence in the house. Maybe a little too used to it. And we wouldn't know until much later what Van Helsing had up her sleeve for us, or how badly we had underestimated her.
Hello, patrons of the Paranormal Seekers Forum. The world calls us freaks, but they're wrong. We know what is going on. That's why we flock to this website. I am Lucy Van Helsing, and I'm making this video because I need your help. We have real-life monsters that must be destroyed, and they're right here in Florida. DM me for details. Lucy Van Helsing, out.
This has been Georgie Romero is Done For, written and created by Kat Walker Shea, co-written, co-directed, and produced by Rachel Greenberg. Produced by Sox Whitmore. Music composed by Evan Johnson. Sound designed by Elliot Yoakum. Recording engineering by Evan Johnson. Starring Sox Whitmore as Georgie Romero, Kat Walker Shea as Zabel Hawthorne, Jade Robinson as Hanako Kanagawa and Kimberly Irving, Caleb Feitzum as Ash Ramus, Roshni Lumeno as Lucy Van Helsing, Chardonnay Napier as Madam Ava Swanson, and BK Dawson as Mr. O'Grady. This podcast is funded by our creativity alone. Please be sure to leave us a like and review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Anchor. Thank you for tuning in to Georgie Romero is Done For. Stay tuned for the next episode.